Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here until 4. Coming up at 3:30, we have a Know Your Onion. That's where Tom is your host, and he will quiz you on whether you know the difference between a real news headline or a headline from The Onion, the satirical comedy newspaper, because the news is weird. Sometimes it's hard to tell between the real stuff and the Onion stuff. So Know Your Onion. We'll have two contestants play, and if you get the majority of them correct, you win. That's how it works. That's coming up a little bit later on. Also, at 2:30, we always play back some classic stuff from the Johnny Carson Show. You can watch the Johnny Carson Show every night on Antenna TV. We're going to play back some Art Fern, man, the Tea Time movie. So that's from 1979. We'll get into that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up after 1 o'clock, Amy Levitt's going to join us. She's an associate editor over at The Takeout, which is a great food website. And we'll talk about some of the stuff that they've been covering on that on the website, food-related. Also, I just wanted to mention, we found out this. We were just talking to Mark, and the CDL tests were mentioned, and we just found out that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, scheduling CDL skills and road test appointments cannot be done online, but you can call 217-785-3013, 217-785-3013 to schedule an appointment, and there are three facilities that are doing it: in West Chicago, Springfield Dirksen, or Marion facilities. So they are offering tests at these three facilities: West Chicago, Springfield Dirksen, or Marion facilities. You can't do it online, but you can call for an appointment. 217-785-3013. So the CDL skills are actually, the test skills are actually happening. West Chicago, Springfield Dirksen, or Marion facilities. 217-785-3013. Just wanted to make sure we knew that, and you knew that in case you needed to get scheduled testing. There you go. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. My next guest is one of my favorite guests. He is awesome. He's Mads Mattis writer. He wrote for the classic Match Game series and is also the Giz Whiz. And he loves gizmos and he loves gadgets, and we love having him on. It's Dick DiBartolo. Dick, how are you holding up, sir?
Getting a little bored with it, but okay. How about you?
like everybody else, it's a little bit crazy. Sometimes I don't know what day it is, even though I do come to the studio to do the show. So I should be able to tell what day it is, but sometimes I'm just like, I don't even know, what's going on.
No, it's very funny. I have more than once had to go to the computer to find out if it's Sunday, Monday, or...
Right.
And what month?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It really is true. I mean, this is, like doing the show here is basically keeping me sane. And, and it's always really great to talk to the listeners and to be in touch and see how they're doing. And to keep everybody informed and entertained. That's the whole idea here. So.
No, absolutely. Well, fortunately, I do this weekly Gizwiz show with Chad Johnson. And so that's always been from my own studio. So that continues.
Yeah.
ABC, I actually do my spots via Skype now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because the networks are so behind what we can do as podcasters. I do my show with Chad, and I can show Chad things, and Chad can feed video back.
Mm-hmm.
Chad can switch cameras that I have from his end. At ABC, the very first time we did it, the director said, "Can you roll your chair back a little?" And I said, "Okay." He said, "Well, could you push your laptop more toward the wall?" I said, "Do you want me to zoom out?" And he said, "You can zoom out." So I think they're so used to having broadcast people doing it from their home who don't have their home set up to do broadcasting.
Right.
Whereas podcasters, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So at least I have a couple of things weekly that, and I do this thing on This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte, and that's also from my studio. But I miss going shopping, mm-hmm. just running into Staples to get something,
yeah,
instead of putting on a mask and all that.
Yeah, yeah. It's we got to do it for the time being, and you know,
yes,
this too shall pass, though. That's what we're. That's
yeah, no, absolutely. Well, you know, you're only that person, and I am. So, my spouse and I, married to another guy, we go to the supermarket at midnight, and it's usually like three people there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's a good time to go. It's a good time to
go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Well, you mentioned the Gizwiz show that you do.
Yes.
And is there a website where people can see some of the gadgets gizmos?
So gizwiz.tv is where the show is. It's roughly a 45-minute to hour show every week about gadgets. And then gizwiz.biz is where I review gadgets and talk about new gadgets there.
Mm-hmm.
So either one, and there's a link between the two of them, so you can switch between the two.
So the gadgets that now, in the current situation, are you having gadgets shipped to you directly?
You know what? It is really difficult because none of the PR people are in their offices. I do have one new... Actually, this is a preview. Next Monday, I'm doing bike gadgets for World News Now.
Mm.
And May is Bike Safety Month. And I saw this helmet at CES, which was going to be released late April, early May. It's from Laval, Livall.
Okay.
Excuse me. And it's called the Nero, NERO. And so this is pretty neat. They call it the world's safest bike helmet. So this has blinker lights in the back and the front. So it comes with a little remote control for your handlebar, or if you have one of those little devices where you can put your cell phone on your handlebars, you can control the helmet from that.
Oh, wow.
So it's neat. It does right. A blinker that lights down the side of the helmet, whether you're going right or left, and it blinks in the front also, so an oncoming motorist can see which way you're turning. It has Bluetooth speakers in the helmet firing down toward your ears, but they don't cover your ears.
Mm.
So if you're doing navigation over your phone, that shows up in your helmet. If someone else is wearing a Lavelle helmet, it can act as a walkie-talkie between the bikers.
Wow.
It has a little gizmo in there that recognizes that you've fallen. You can preset it to text somebody that you've fallen off your bike. And after that's activated, you have 90 seconds to cancel it in case you dropped your helmet on the floor
I see. Right.
That activated it. So you can cancel it within 90 seconds. It's pretty neat, and it's not on Amazon yet. I checked earlier today, but it's on the company website, Lavelle.
Lavelle, okay.
And,
that sounds great.
Lavelle.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds great. Also,
well, you know what, Dick? Hang on a second, okay? We got to take a break.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dick DiBartolo is with us. He is a Mad's Maddest writer, and he loves gizmos. And you can check out gizwiz.tv, where you can see the show. All right, we got more with Dick coming up right here on 720 WGN.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on
right.
A trip beside the ocean.
Hello, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here till 4 o'clock. Keeping you informed, keeping you company, and helping you get through this, and we'll all get through this together. 312-981-7200. Dick DiBartolo is our guest. He is the Gizwiz. Writes for Mad Magazine, wrote for The Match Game. Dick, welcome back.
Great. It's great to be on the show again.
Okay. And so right before the break, you were going to tell us about another gizmo or gadget that you...
Yeah, you know, it's very clever. It's called the Hip Lock Z-Lock combo. And this kind of looks like a tie wrap. And so what you do is it's long. It's like 21 inches. So if you're out biking and you're going to run in and get a cup of coffee, you don't want to dig out your chain and your big honking lock. So the Ziploc combo weighs a little more than 2 ounces. And so you put this kind of zip tie thing through the wheel and up to the frame so your bike can't roll. And then you unset the combination and run in and get what you want. Now, looking like a tie wrap, it's different in as much as this has a steel shank that runs the entire length of the tie wrap.
Hmm.
And I think it's a very clever idea to do a quick lockup. You know, you're not going to leave your bike with this like overnight somewhere. But if you don't want a chance just leaving your bike to run in someplace, this is a handy way to do it.
Wow.
And it's $25, and I see it from time to time on Amazon for $20.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I think that's a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, go along with the helmet.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, these are the gadgets I'm doing next Monday on World News Now. And something else I didn't know about is a rear view mirror for your bike that you actually wear on your arm. So there are a couple advantages to this, is that there's less vibration if you're on a rough road because your bike handles are bouncing around and your mirror would be doing that. So you can wear this on your wrist or you can wear it on your arm, and it's a little flip up rear view mirror, and it's a wide angle view.
Yeah.
And then it's rotatable 360 degrees. So you, as you ride, you set it up once so that you can see in the back. You will see a little bit of your arm, but what I think is good about this is that if you're one of those people who rent bikes, you know, like here we have City Bike, this is a way that you can always have a rear view mirror with you, and move it from bike to bike. And they're online. They're about $30 to $35. And also on Amazon, there are dozens of other mirrors that are even cheaper than that. But the one that I have the actual sample of is called Rear Viz, like Rear Vision, R-E-A-R-V-I-Z. So that's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. A lot of fun gadgets for people who are on bikes. And it's getting to the point now with... you know, the weather, there's going to be a lot more bike riders out there. So these things are pretty cool.
No, absolutely. Are you having cold weather there, by the way?
It is chilly. Yeah, it's pretty cold for May. It's pretty cold. But we're getting, we're supposed to get rain all weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, no, because my spot was supposed to run this past Monday, but my spot starts out with, hey, now that the weather's really nice, everybody's out biking.
Yeah.
And my producer called and said, hey, we're holding that till next Monday because it's going to be 38 tonight.
Yeah.
And 51 tomorrow. So
yeah, it's been pretty cold here. It's been pretty chilly.
Yes.
We are going to get a warm up though. In a couple of days, but then it's going to be raining. So, well, we're supposed to stay inside anyway. So,
you know. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you get some a fresh take on older gadgets here.
Yes,
The Speak and Spell, the classic Speak and Spell electronic game that everybody remembers. Tell me about that and some of the and it's still around, correct?
Yes, you know, I'm going to go there only because I do three gadgets every week, and then my co-host does his gadget, and that was his gadget last week, so I'm going to go back. That's okay. I'm going to look at it and refresh my memory as to why he did it. Yeah, it was called New Takes on Old Gadgets.
Right.
And let me, you know, I'm going to go on to something else and I'll find
okay.
it later.
Okay.
For ABC, I did gadgets now that you're trapped inside.
Oh, okay. And, great.
Okay. So some of these are not new, but you may not know about them. Do you know about prism spectacles?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay, that they've been around a long time, except the new ones are much better made. This is a way to lay in bed and read, or lay in bed and watch television.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Describe.
Remember them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Describe.
So
this.
They're big clunky glasses. I mean, you're not going to wear them out. I mean, actually, you're not going to wear them if you're not laying down, because you'll be so disoriented. But you can lay in bed and read your book without having to hold the book straight up over your eyes, or you can lay in bed and watch television, and they're pretty decent. I paid $10 for one pair, but I actually looked further down under there. All the links are on my website. It was two pair for $15. Mm-hmm. So it came out to $7.50 a pair. And they work pretty well, and especially if you're reading and laying around a lot and want to keep your head laying down or just on a pillow and reading.
Right.
And another way to do it is the thing called the Adoro phone neck mount. Now, this is weird. Originally, I thought it was a joke thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's a wire that goes around your neck, and the part that actually touches your neck has a foam core. And then on the front of it is a spring-loaded device for your smartphone. And this whole wire thing is bendable in any direction you want. So if you're not laying down, but you want to sit in a chair and look at a movie, or what this is great for during this indoor time, is if you're doing FaceTime with someone or Skype with someone, you can easily sit in a chair, and if you're doing it via your phone just hangs out there by itself. The wire is against your chest.
Oh, right.
And then your phone is out in front of you. And it's also cheap. I'm looking down here. Yeah, I paid $11 for mine online.
Wow, that's great.
That's great. That's another neat thing.
Another thing.
Yeah, this actually was going to be introduced. Oh, it's so funny. This is going to be introduced at the Gourmet Show, which is out your way, which got canceled. But the Gourmet Show had a New York preview at the end of January. So I got to see this, and then it never got introduced because it's called Inspired Home. The Inspired Home Show in the Calling Place got canceled
right
in March. So it's called Cabinet Caddy, and it's like a spice rack, except it's much taller, so it can take taller bottles. But if you pictured two spice shelves back to back, they slide into a cabinet back to back. But then when you need them, you pull on a tab, the two shelves slide out to the front of the cabinet, and then they open up. So now you have all the spices in front of you, or you can put jars of nails and tacks and whatever in them, or art supplies, little bottles of paint. It's really a clever way. So if you're staying home and spending the time trying to reorganize things, you could check them out. It's called Cabinet Caddy, and they're also on Amazon, or they're at cabinetcaddy.com.
Okay.
So that's a neat thing.
Very cool. All right, Dick, hang on. We got more gadgets to talk about, okay?
No problem.
All right, Dick DiBartolo is with us. You can check him out at GizWiz, and he is Mad's Maddest Writer. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. And I always love to talk about Match Game with Dick, because he basically invented, you know, like the Ugly Edna and Fat Frida and all that, and all those great questions. I watch Match Game every morning, and at least two times, because there's a back-to-back episodes, and I end up watching it back-to-back, and I love it. So we'll talk with Dick about that, too. And if you want to jump in, if you're a gadget or a gizmo person, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More with Dick DiBartolo after this.
We'll be right back.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here until 4. Keeping you company, keeping you informed, and helping you get through this. And we're all going to get through it together. Amy Levitt is going to join me after 1 o'clock. She's an associate editor over at The Takeout. And we got some food stories that we are going to talk about. Right now, Dick DiBartolo is with us. He is Mad's Maddest writer. He wrote for The Match Game, and he is the Gizwiz. And we're talking gizmos and gadgets with Dick. Dick, welcome back.
Thanks.
Anything else you want to tell us about here? What's next?
You know, if you want to have fun or let the kids have some fun on their own, you can tell them, okay, play with your food. This is something I found at Toy Fair. It's called constructive eating. And constructive eating is a plate with the dinnerware, like the there's a thing called the pusher, mm-hmm. and it looks like a bulldozer, and the plate has a little ramp that you push the food up, and then the food looks like a forklift, and you put the forklift up there, and you use the pusher to push the food onto the forklift fork. And I think kids will actually love this. And then this has been around a while, and at Toy Fair, they introduced the Dino line, where it's like three different types of dinosaurs taking the place of a knife and a fork and a spoon. There's no actual knife. The pusher is takes place of the knife. But it's a fun way for kids to play with their food.
You can play with their food. And kids love dinosaurs. They
love
dinosaurs,
and they love construction. Yes, both. They love construction, and they love dinosaurs.
Yeah. So it's an excuse to have your kids play with your food. If you want to play with your food, here, take this stuff.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. something else, it was sort of interesting. It's from time to time, I get an email, and I think it's probably excuse from older people who go, Dick, I want to turn some lamps on and off, or my Christmas tree on or off, from my chair. I don't want to use my phone. I don't even know what Bluetooth is. I don't want to do what they call pair. What can I do? Well, I found something neat on Amazon, and it's called BN Link. Mm. So BN Link, it comes with 5 outlets and 2 remote controls. So it's very, very basic. There's one tricky thing you can do with it, which I can tell you. So basically, there are 5 outlets. You take your lamp out of the socket. You put the outlet in. You plug the lamp in it. And each outlet has a number on it. And then you have 2 remote controls in case you lose one, mm-hmm. or you want to have them in 2 different rooms. And then outlet 1 is obviously button 1 on the remote. So, I mean, I use it for a strange thing. I have running trains in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
And so from out in my backyard, I want to be able to turn my trains on and off, and I want to be able to turn the lights in my village on and off, and I want to be able to turn the lights in my greenhouse on and off, and I can do that with these BN Link devices.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And the trick thing about them is, and people will roll their eyes, is if for some reason you want 2 or even 3 things to go on at the same time, each one of these devices has a little button on the side called Learn. Mm-hmm. So you can make you can take 3 of them and make them all be number 1, so that when you hit remote control button number 1,
three different
things will go on.
Oh, okay.
It's very clever. And the whole system, I think it was $29.99.
Okay, that's
so
great.
Yeah, a very easy way to control things, not needing a smartphone and not needing much knowledge.
Yeah. Hey, Dick, you just mentioned in passing your trains. How long have you been doing that?
Well, you know what? My trains have been outside in the yard about 15 years, and a viewer wrote me and said, I heard that there are trains you can leave they're outdoor trains. So I did a little research, and I found that there's a company called LGB, mm-hmm. Called Outdoor Trains, and they're G-Scale, which is if you like toy trains, O-Gage is like the biggest, like Lionel makes O-Gage trains. Mm-hmm. Well, G-Scale is up bigger than that. Like if you've gone to the Botanical Gardens or something and you've seen bigger than normal trains running, they're usually LGB. So I called the company and I said, you know, I'm doing a thing for CNBC and I heard about these trains. They can be left outdoors. Absolutely. I said, could you send me like an oval, a track and a locomotive? And I want to set them up in my yard and leave them out there like for 6 months and then get a camera crew in and they'll run. Absolutely. No problem. So
and now, by the way, Dick, we should tell everybody that you live in New York, so it's not like a warm climate that you live in.
Oh, no, absolutely. So we left them out there, and the day we shot it, it was nice and sunny. So while they were running, I took buckets of water and poured water on them. They ran perfectly. Now, 12 years later, sometimes I forget to take them in. My locomotive has been frozen into a block of ice like four different times. They're wildly expensive. A locomotive is like $500.
Wow.
But they're like indestructible. And so after the piece was over, I called the guy and I sent him a link to the thing. And he said, oh, my God, this is fantastic. I said, I hate to part with this. He said, oh, well, God, we don't want them back. I said, oh, great, because I have a backyard. And he goes, oh, how big is your yard? And I said, well, it's New York. It's like 20 by 40 feet. He said, I'll send you a track. You can run them all around your yard. and he did. So
that's pretty great.
And they've been out there ever since. Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah.
What do your neighbors think?
Well, the kids next door, they're forever hanging over the fence. Run the trains, run the trains. and if you go to YouTube, just type in Gizwiz Backyard Trains.
Oh, okay.
And you can see them. And also, I heard you talking about Johnny Carson.
Yeah, yeah.
In the mid to late 60s, Gene Rayburn got to host a week of The Tonight Show. You know, Johnny would often take off a lot of weeks during the summer, and they would have guest hosts. And so one week, Rayburn was the host. And Rayburn said, hey, you know, you want to write my monologues for the week? And I said, oh, that'd be great. And then he said, well, you know what? You're so crazy. Think of something so you can be on the show. So I was good at doing press fall. So I said, Gene, how about tomorrow night? He introduced me as the director of the National Safety Council. And I'll come out and I'll hit that step and just go flying. He said, oh, yeah, let's do that. Anyway, it got a monster laugh. And that's also on YouTube.
Dick, we're going to play the audio. Tom just YouTubed it. So we're going to play a little bit of the audio. This is Dick DiBartolo.
Oh,
doing a stunt when Gene Rayburn hosted The Tonight Show. Here we go.
Of driver fitness. But right now, and this seems to be safety night here on The Tonight Show, but right now we'd like to present for a very short message a man from the National Safety Council who wants to talk about safety in the home, office, in your car and so forth. It's a very brief message, but a vital public service. So here is Mr. Richard DiBartolo. Mr. DiBartolo.
So there it is, Nick.
Yeah, no, it's great. And somehow I ended up facing in the opposite direction. People say, how did that happen? I'm not sure how it happened. But I fall forward, and when I land, my head's in the other direction. Anyway,
yeah, Tom was watching it from he said it was a great pratfall.
And people say, did you rehearse that? And I said, no. I said, Gene said, what do you want? I said, Gene, let's just... I don't want to rehearse it. First of all, we don't want anybody to know. It should be a surprise to everybody.
Right.
How long did
you know Gene before Match Game?
Gene had been on another show called Tic Tac Doe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really Match Game where we really became great friends, because Gene, you know, Gene was a radio guy like you.
Yeah.
You know, he had his own show in New York City, Rayburn and Finch.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, Goodson would always, Gene and I would kid around on the show sometimes, and Gene would call me and say, so Goodson called me again and said, this is not a comedy show, this is a game show, and don't kid around. This is before the we went into the, starting to do the blank questions.
Right.
But then after we started Dumb Donald and Mary Like to Pour Gravy on John's Blank.
Yeah, right.
Goodson realized that there was, it was wildly popular because Gene was crazy.
Yeah. He was a great, I mean, he was a great MC. I mean, I, because, and you know, Dick, what a massive fan I am of the old Match Game.
Yes, yes.
And I watch it every morning. You know, we have a channel, we have the Game Show Network, obviously, and then we have a channel called Buzzer.
Yeah, well, we have Buzzer here too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they show it a lot, and it's always some of my favorites. And there are so many people who were regulars on that show who I just loved. I'm obviously Brett and Charles, you know, were great. Richard, of course, was, you know, everybody's go-to. That's why they got the wheel.
Yes.
That's why they got the wheel.
That's exactly right. And that's why Richard left.
Yeah.
He was so offended by the wheel.
Yeah.
The Fanny Flag was wonderful. Betty White was great.
Yep. Elaine Joyce was also one of my favorites.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you my Betty White story?
Let's take a break. Let's take a break again. You can tell us Betty White story, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dick DiBartolo is with us. Wrote for Match Game. He wrote for Mad Magazine, and he is the Giz Whiz. So we'll talk more with Dick DiBartolo coming up right here on 720 WGN. Great song. Hello, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up after 1 o'clock, Amy Levitt is going to join us. She is with The Takeout, which is, she's an associate editor with The Takeout, which is a terrific food website, and we've got a bunch of food stories that we're going to talk about and some of the things that they've been covering on The Takeout. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right. My current guest is Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest writer, wrote for Match Game and other things, and he's the Giz Whiz. But before the break, he was going to tell us a Betty White story. Dick, what's your Betty White story?
Well, you know, Betty White was very funny, and she was just an endearing person. So at lunch hour, I ran over to Mad, and I had written my first Mad paperback book. And so I came back, and I said, Betty, can I give you a copy of my book? It's my first. She said, oh, my God, yes, and autograph it. So I was pleased that she wanted a copy. So then on the show, Gene said, so, Betty, what's new in your life? And that's the chance for stars to, you know, plug whatever they're doing. And
she
said, oh, Gene, nothing's going on with me, but did you know that Dick DiBartolo just had his first book published by Mad Magazine? And she showed the book, and, like, I was flabbergasted.
Wow.
Well, but when the show ended, Gene Kovelman said, Dick, don't leave the studio. The suits from Standards and Practices are on the way up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they get me backstage. Did you pay her?
Uh-huh.
I said, what? Did you ask her to do that? I said, she's a very kind woman. I gave her this, and she did this out of her own free will. I had no idea. Well, you're going to have to come down to the office, and we're going to have to type all this, and you're going to have to sign it. This was back in the days when there were standards and practices.
Yeah.
Which pretty much doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's going right out the window, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think now if you take money, just don't take it on air, you know. So, But no, it was very funny. I was so taken aback, first by Betty, and then taken back more by standards and practices
coming in.
Oh my God.
Betty is always great on the show.
She was super.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's great. And she's still great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. At 90, what is it, 98?
She's something. Yeah, she's close to that for sure.
Yeah. You know, Al Jaffe just turned, he might have just turned 100.
Is that right?
He's either 99 or 100. We're supposed to have a big party. I guess it was 100 because we were supposed to have a big party, but it was like March 20th, and of course.
Oh, right.
It couldn't happen.
But Al Jaffe, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
No, absolutely, the Mad Folding guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This it was the back cover of Mad Magazine was always one of my favorite things.
And he also wrote the Snappy Answers to Stupid
Questions. Right. close to 100 years old. God bless him. That's great.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Do you have time for one quick story about Al
Jaffe? Yeah, please.
I said, Al, how did you ever come up with Snappy Answers to Stupid Questions? He said, this is years ago. He said, our TV set, the pictures go like fading in and out and fading in. He said, I know it's a problem with the antenna. So I'm up on the roof adjusting the antenna, and my son is coming home from school, and he climbs up the ladder and he says, hey, what are you doing? Adjusting the TV antenna? And Al says, no. I just murdered your mother, and I'm stuffing her down the chimney. Well, then, when he came down, he thought, wouldn't that be funny if you could say really ridiculous things to people who ask obvious questions?
Yeah.
And that started.
That's great. How old was his son when he said that to him?
Boy, you know, I was probably a high school. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know,
right.
Jaffe and I go back 55 years.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
That's true. I guess he was older.
Yeah, he had be. I mean, he was old.
I think the fact that just coming up the ladder and saying, are you adjusting the TV antenna?
Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's really funny, actually. Yeah, I used to love the Snappy Answers to Stupid Questions. I had all those books. What was that first book that you were talking about for Mad Magazine? What was it?
Well, it was called Mad Murders, A Mad Look at Old Movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very funny because I just did an interview before this with a guy named Mark Evanier who said that was one of his favorite movies, books. And I said, that book helped get me on to host a night of movie satires on Turner Classic Movies with Robert Osborne. You know who Robert Osborne is?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted so much to be on that show, to sit in those red leather chairs and talk to Robert Osborne. And he was doing a talk here at our local Barnes & Noble. And I said to the PR lady, could you give this to Robert? I don't want to bother him during the presentation. And I just had a note in it. Robert, here's a book I did on movie satires. If you ever wanted to have me come on the show and talk about the difference between satires and comedies, I'd love to do it. And a month later, I got a letter from his producer, and it took a while to set it up, but I finally was on the show and got to host with him. It was just great.
What were some of the movies that they showed?
Let's see. Woody Allen, the takeoff on the Ingmar Bergman movies, I think it was called Love and Death.
Oh, yeah.
And then Neil Simon's Murder by Death.
Oh, man, Murder by Death. That movie is so
funny.
And
then Spinal Tap.
Ooh.
And then I wanted Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But Airplane can only be shown twice a year on Turner Classic Movies, and it must be 6 months apart.
Is that right?
And so, yes, Dave. He said, you know, we own a lot of movies, but then a lot of movies we license. And the guy said, you know, if you want a Western satire, he said, take a look at Support Your Local Sheriff,
mm-hmm.
which I did. And that is a very funny movie.
It really is, yeah. People forget about that movie. That's a very, very funny film.
Yes, and I said, you know what? Yes, this is great because I don't have a Western on my list. And I forgot there was one more. I did five movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, can't. I don't think you can show Blazing Saddles on Turner Classic.
No.
Yeah, support your local sheriff. I really like that.
It was very funny. Yeah. Very funny.
So are the the gadgets that are being shipped to you, it's coming very slowly, right? Because a lot of the PR people, as you said, what are you doing in the meantime? Are you checking stuff out online?
There are a couple things like gadget from the Ziploc thing was from a company that had a product presentation online on Zoom, and it's going to be another one next Tuesday, and they work well. You know, you just actually the one on Tuesday is going to be very different because they are going to send you the five gadgets that they're going to talk about. So that as the person talks about the gadget, you can have it in your hand.
Oh.
So that's going to be a really neat idea. And I'm already worried about, do I want to go to CES in January? Mm. I mean, it's 8 months away, but last year it was 165,000 people.
Yeah.
Do I want to get on an airplane? I just don't know.
Yeah.
What to think. Do you have any desire to fly anywhere?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't before all this. I never had a desire to fly anywhere. Dick, I'm a terrible flyer.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good on the plane. I'm just not.
Oh, okay.
I'm like
Sufi Sales is that.
Is that right?
Oh, Sufi Sales. We went to there was a Montreal's World's Fair. I wrote a thing for Soupy. It was like a version of Hell's a Poppin'. And the pilot, because Soupy was on the plane, the pilot was trying to do jokes. And Soupy was saying all these swear words like, fly the plane. Fly. Don't look forward. Don't.
Yeah.
But in one of the interviews, this is, I think, one of the funny things Soupy said. They said, you know, you're welcome to Montreal and everything. Where are you staying? And Soupy said, oh, we are staying at a dreadful place. He said, I'll tell you how bad it is. The picture postcards they give away in the lobby, even in the picture, the beds aren't made. isn't that a funny idea?
Soupy Sales, another one of my favorites. Oh man, I loved his show. I thought his show was so funny.
Oh yeah, no. He was great.
Great guy. All right, Dick. It's always a pleasure. You got so many great stories. Maddest writer. People can check out.
You know, can I quickly plug something?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I sell Match Game Questions and Mad Stuff at gizwiz.biz. From now to June 15th, every penny for anything I sell is going to ActorsGuild.org. Because I feel so bad for actors and everybody who's out of work.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice of you. That's really, really nice of you, Dick. Dick,
no
always a pleasure,
no
man.
Problem.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, very good. You
See
take
you later.
Care.
You too. Dick DiBartolo, everybody. What a great guy. Great, great guy. So many great stories, too, man. I mean, you know, listen, we get stories about Betty White, Soupy Sales, Gene Rayburn, and that was just three stories. This guy's got a ton of them. And he's also Gadget Man. He's the Gizwiz. So, all right, we'll break here on 720 WGN.